my memory is that the huge success of the initial landings, without which, we only had one chance to do it, without which there would have been no land campaign and there would have been no victory. And that, of course, success was due almost entirely to Commodore Michael Clapp and his staff, who had landed and then supported Julian Thompson. There were other sort of mini-memories, like the people back in England saying, right, you've landed, why aren't you in Stanley? Of course, not realizing that in the Falklands, where there's no water, no food, no roads, no local supplies, we had to land everything first, consolidate, and then begin the move. And people back in England, armchair soldiers, but that's actually rather rude, because armchair soldiers were once fighting soldiers, probably. But they didn't. Nobody really understood the conditions in the Falklands, where vehicle traffic is across country is 4 miles an hour, and men even slower because they stumble across the peat and the stone runs, and the fact that people didn't realize we couldn't live off the land. There were no villages we could pillage for food or water. Everything had to be landed, and then consolidated, and then before the move forward started. And that was all part of the initial landings, which was such a success, and why it's always saddened me that nobody's ever made a documentary about the landings, because they were very complicated, as all amphibious landings are, and they were an unmitigated success.